This is CliffCentral.com. Download the Cliff Central app. Available now on the Apple App Store and Google Play Store.
Good morning and welcome to The Buzz on CliffCentral.com. My name is Jason Von Berg. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, Jason.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
What's happening? 15th of December. Can you believe it, man? We were talking about this just before we came on air. I cannot believe that the 15th of December is already here, number one. Number two, Brent said it as well. Christmas is next week, Friday.
And here I'm just too worried about going on holiday.
Because we need that.
Yeah, I'm waiting for some vitamin C, like SEA. That's what I need.
So you're going to the coast. You're going to be like the rest of Johannesburg.
Just south coast, so more of the quieter, small towns as opposed to your north coast. Not the Mslanga. I'm not doing that crowd, sorry. No offense.
So disclaimer, we must just say to all our coastal residents listening in right now on the Buzz and CliffCentral.com, we apologize in advance for the mass exodus that is about to happen, which has already started over the weekend.
Yes.
I know a lot of people are on the roads today. They are listening, I'm sure. They are downloading the podcast from the beach, I'm sure. But I'm sorry that all us inland people are coming in and overtaking your city for the whole of December. But you must just be strong.
Just be strong. That's why I go to, JBS. Like I said, just go to the little retirement village side and then we don't bother them. I just go to the beach, walk the dogs, come back and chill.
It's because all those people are dead.
Yeah, no, those are people who are like over 25, apparently. Remember, that's old.
Oh, nowadays, yes. That, thanks to carte blanche. Yeah,
yeah, I'm sure. Chick rage. We're old.
And sure. I pretty much am one foot in the grave.
Which is fine. Then I'm comatose. It's okay. I don't mind.
So what's happening? It's been a busy, busy couple of weeks, eh?
It's been crazy. I was just looking online. Obviously, everybody's going gaga over the Star Wars premiere.
When's that?
Last night already.
Okay.
So the celebrities turned up. If you saw, Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah.
He arrived dressed up as Yoda. And he looked like, I don't even know, it looked like some of his pajamas, his sneakers looked a little bit crazy. Although I thought they were like Supergas or something. Supergas, I don't know. I was just like, this is madness. And people were going crazy on the red carpet. And I thought, that's going to happen here. You can't book tickets. Obviously, it's sold out here.
Okay.
For even 2 weeks afterwards. Tried to look that they sold out, and I will put a disclaimer, I'm not a huge Star Wars fan. I've only watched one.
I've never
Star
watched
Wars
any
movie.
I'm sorry to say, I'm in the entertainment industry and I've never watched one.
So I'm not into
Duncan says these are white people things, but that's
why. But you see, I'm not even into it. And my mom took me as a child, and I was just like, "What is this?" I just remember Jar Jar Binks, and that was about it. And Natalie Portman.
Natalie. Okay, yeah. That's
I watched it. I don't even know which one I watched.
But the darling, that's how bad it was. The darling Lupita's in this one, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
Now we love her.
And I was watching also Harrison Ford, like his interview on the Ellen Show about it, and he looks like a miserable old man.
He's 70,
just
isn't
terrible.
He?
And I just thought, but then why are we going to go watch this?
Also, he's married to Ellie McBeal, Calista Flockhart, or whatever her name is. I mean,
well, listen,
no,
if you're going to deal with a hangry person the whole time, there's going to be issues.
He said, put his bitchy face on this morning, apparently. Eh?
Oh. Damn. Who? Me?
Me.
Oh, I know.
Anyway.
I think it's because it's overworked. Trying to embrace the Decembers, trying to forget all the nonsense, all the drama that's going on, and just. Just chill. Namaste, people.
Whip my
Namaste.
Nene. Nene. That's all I'm going to say.
We leave it there.
So also, there's a lot going on in terms of international, well, besides Star Wars, that we will talk about. You know, it's been a big year for entertainment. We have Jessica Levitt from The Juice, who used to be on Cliff Central. She is coming in to talk about all the entertainment stories of 2015. There are a lot.
Oh, there is. Ooh, I can't wait for that. Can't wait for that.
But before we get to all of that juicy, buzzworthy information and stuff, we have to welcome the lovely Mellow.
Hi.
Welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
You're looking good. You're looking very relaxed for a December 15th of December. Are you on holiday already?
I wish.
Busy. Silly season for
you. Yeah, it's picking up, so sigh.
Are you?
But I mean, I love doing what I do, so.
Because you are singing up a storm at the moment, eh?
Thank you. Yeah, what do I say? I'm a songbird, I guess. It's in my blood, so I have to sing.
So there's a lot of shows coming up for you?
There are a few lined up. So what we're doing now is preparation. Because there's so much going on. Like, it's so overwhelming because I never saw this happening, if I could say.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I've always wanted to sing. I just didn't know
how.
Yeah, and how the direction. Okay. Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's always like, okay, I want this to happen to me. But then when it happens, you're like, oh shit, is this what it actually means?
But how? Exactly.
So look, I don't really want to dwell on it too much, but it was a big part of your journey, Idols.
Yes.
Because I think, and we've spoken about this before, but you sort of get typecast as this former Idols person.
Yeah.
And you're not a former Idol, you are a singer.
Yes.
First and foremost.
Exactly.
And a performer.
Definitely.
And someone who's doing her thing in this musical industry. So, you know, has the Idols platform, let's get it out of the way, helped you, elevated you, put you where you are today?
Idols did help me a lot regards to Theo from Afiki Zolo spotting me. Because that's how the relationship that we have today, that's how it happened. Because he saw me in Idols and he was like, oh my word, I'd love to work with her. So Idols did help me with that platform. But like you said, like people, when they bump into me, they're like, oh my word, it's Dumi from Idols. But what we've done, we've changed my entire look. You know, I'm mellow now. You know, the girl with purple hair. So people are still not used to that. They still want to call me Dumi from Idols. But yeah, Idols did help me a lot.
There's nothing wrong with changing the whole look. If you look at Miley Cyrus, for example, you know, she was typecast firstly as a Disney kid.
And then she shook it off.
So yeah. I think purple hair is a good way. It's a good step in direction. Right. You know, there's no need for wrecking balls and licking sledgehammers inappropriately.
Just let's go the purple way.
From Toomey to Mello.
Yeah.
So, but do you think, like, in terms of a branding exercise, that was quite difficult because you have your fan base who was supporting you throughout the Idols journey, and now all of a sudden you become Mello, and they're like, who's like, that? Who's Mello? What's this Mello? So is it like relaunching yourself?
I mean, look, it wasn't easy because, you know, on the Idols journey, we do have Idol pages and that's where people go and follow. So in order to move myself from there and start a whole new thing regarding social media, regarding the look, people were still following my old Idols page and not the new Mello page. And people were just kept on saying, oh my word, Dumi from Idols. Like, even till today, I mean, I was on Idols in 2013. It's 2015.
Sure. End of 2015. Yeah.
And people are like, that's Dumi from Idols.
Who won that season, by the way?
It was Musa.
Musa.
And then Brandon came second.
Yeah.
Remember that? Yeah. But I mean, look, it's not easy, but it's worth it. Because it's now people are starting to pick up slowly. Mm. Like, oh yeah, that's Dumi from Idols. But her name's Mello now. The girl with purple hair. So yeah.
Purple. What's going on with purple?
Well,
is that your favorite color?
It actually wasn't.
Okay.
But because I wanted to come out with a bang, I asked myself, what color is like out there that I haven't seen in South Africa? I've seen red, I've seen blonde, you know, I've seen those type of colors. So I was like, I've never seen purple. And then I realized that purple's also a royal color. So I was like, yeah, let me just do purple.
Okay.
So yeah, that's how it came about. But now I love it a lot.
Well, it looks
great, eh? I love it.
Thank you.
Nikita was talking about it earlier as well, and you're quite keen.
I am very keen, but I think it will be just a little bit inappropriate in the next couple of months. I've got a wedding coming up, so I'd like to go for the lilac vibe.
That's nice.
And I have spoken to the hairdresser already, and she just said to me, "Are you mad? Because my hair is just so dark, it's quite a process when you're doing it with your natural. You have to strip it. So, Jason, what that means is you have to take your whole color out, make you almost completely blonde, almost like white hair, and then you'll be able to do it. And sometimes it does involve a lot of breakage. So we'll see. Perhaps
that's way too complicated for my liking.
Or a wig as well. Maybe a wig is the way to go because Kylie Jenner does it all the time. Right? If you look at her hair. That's not her hair, by the way.
Yeah, but she's fake
that
everything.
Mermaid thing. Listen, that's when true. Kim dyed her hair blonde, I'm just going to put that out there. She actually faked it, just by the way.
Wait, what do you mean?
When Kim went super blonde, that was fake. The only place where she actually bleached her hair was perhaps her fringe, just the front part. She totally faked it.
Oh my God, guys.
I'll even post that article up for you.
Oh my God.
Oh my word, I did not know that.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. You see?
OMG.
Oh, wow.
All these tricks in the trades of hair that we don't know about.
And everything these days.
Yeah, this is true. Very, very true. Listen, I want to play a song from Nello quickly, and then we're going to come back and talk about what you are busy with at the moment. Because I know, like you said, we talk about silly season, but I want to know exactly what exactly silly season means. So we're going to talk about that in a bit. But for now, let's play a little bit of Nello. This one is called Turning It Up, right here on The Buzz on cliffcentral.com. She's dancing. She's ready to go.
Yeah, turn it up. Turning it up.
Sure, she is turning it up. Nice song.
Thank you.
So that song, is that off an album?
That is. My album's not out yet, but it will definitely be on the album.
Okay. When are you... So is that what 2016's plan is?
Oh, yes. 2016's plans. I'm thinking of releasing my album probably the end of February or middle March. Okay. Still deciding. Yeah.
So it's kind of easing you into the colder months, but you're going to turn it up.
Oh, yes. Definitely turning it up. Always.
Turning it up.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the big plan for 2016.
Yeah.
And what else do you have on the go?
Sure. Well, I've been approached for an acting gig.
Yeah. I was just about to ask if you're going to be
every singer is an
acting.
Actress as well.
I mean, it's in our blood. Like,
because I thought you'd be perfect for it. Like,
thank you. Yeah, no, I love acting. So that is just a little bit of a secret.
Are you allowed to say what it's on? Is it a soapy?
Maybe not.
Ooh.
Is you just it have on to SABC? Say.
Maybe not.
Okay. Is it on E? No. Okay, so no. So it's not on E, okay? Is it on Mzansi Magic?
Well,
maybe.
There you go.
Well,
could it be
hot, cold, Isibaya?
Possibly.
Something that's almost like a telenovela. So.
You just have to stay really close to my social media.
Okay, so when is that going to be released, that news?
In Feb.
Your Feb March is going to be busy for you,
extremely busy.
So you're hiding in January? Yeah.
January, I'm going to do a lot of hiding, but like... Okay. Not too much. Okay. You'll see me, but it's more like preparing for Feb and March, you know, because it's going to be the most hectic 2 months.
Has the ink dried already on the paper, or is it just work in the pipeline, or is everything signed, sealed, delivered?
Signed, sealed, and delivered.
Oh, that's good news to know. That's a nice way to start 2016.
Great, I'm so excited. I cannot wait. So...
Amazing.
Yeah. Lucy, as people are still trying to decide what they're going to be doing for the new year or getting into their resolutions that they just forgot about the year before and the year before.
Do you have resolutions or goals? Maybe it's goals.
I think maybe goals is the right way to go.
It's more of goals, you know. For me personally, my December month, I'm always like planning for January, February, March, April. Yeah. But my goal is to really, like, my biggest goal really is to inspire young girls to keep on moving in your dream, because it's so easy to just get like demotivated and just be like, oh, I'm over this. Just want to do the shortcut way to get where I want to be. So my biggest goal is to inspire young girls with my album and some campaigns that will be coming up. And also, obviously, I want my songs to just be like...
Everywhere.
You know, not just South Africa as well. So we're also looking international wise.
Because the thing is, you've got... you're working with Theo.
Yes.
So what is that involvement? You know, Theo from Afikizolo, in case people are wondering.
Yes.
We're just name dropping here, but that is it. Yeah. Theo from Afikizolo. Yes. Just take a minute. Theo from Afikizolo is working with Mello. This is a great combination and what an opportunity
as
well.
It's incredible. It's really incredible. I mean, like I said, he found me on Idols, and I remember when he came up to me, it was actually the finale, like after the finale, and he's like, hi, you're Dumi, right? I'm like, yeah. He's like, I'd really like to sign you. I'm like, whoa. Sorry,
just like
what?
That, yeah.
Like, just like that.
It's like, what just happened?
And I was like, no, you're lying. Are you serious? It's not April, right? And he's like, no, I'm dead serious. So I'm signed to his record label. It's 360 Degrees Entertainment. So he's my manager.
Okay.
So it's been, really overwhelming and scary in a good way, because he's such a legend, you know. So I learned from him as like time goes by.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's been such a great honor.
Okay.
Yeah.
And does he come to your gigs as well when he has an opportunity to, you know, to watch you?
Yeah,
does he critique you as well?
Oh my goodness, all the time.
Really?
He's like, yeah, no, I don't think you should have done that. That's too much. Or maybe you should do this. I'm just like, but why?
It's all constructive, of course.
It is constructive.
But what's the biggest learning curve you've had from him?
Dealing with social media hate.
Trolls.
Yeah. You know, rumors. It's just so sad, like how you'll be doing something so amazing and then people just
hate on you,
silly rumors and stuff. So he's taught me how to deal with that.
How do you deal with that? Like, what's the best way? Because,
yeah,
you know, like I, for instance, have said a couple of things on social media before that might be considered a little bit controversial.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, you've seen Nikita. Yeah. People have literally gone out. They don't even know me from a bar of soap. And they just, I mean, yesterday I was called Van Riebeck's son.
Oh, wow.
I was like, wow.
That's a new one.
Yeah.
We'll just add that to like the continuous list that we get
online. I was like, okay, well, okay, cool. And you can either respond to them and entertain it for yourself, but sometimes it gets really harsh.
It does. I mean, my first strategy was, just ignore. But then as time went by, I was like, no. So I sent a nice message and I said, dear haters, thank you so much for all your love. Have a wonderful day, you know? And it kind of leaves them to a point where they don't know what to say. Because if you're entertained and say, oh, you guys hurt my feelings, and no, then they're just going to keep on attacking you.
Because they get the reaction they want.
Exactly. They get the reaction they want. And I just feel like a lot of people are just bored. So it's just like, hey, who should we pick on today?
Yeah.
You know?
I'm just Googling here. So one person who knows how to deal with trolls very well, and I don't know if... I'm not the biggest fan of his music.
Yeah.
Is James Blunt.
Oh.
Have you seen?
So sure.
Let me just read some of this. So James Blunt has Twitter. What would he even tweet about? Boning your mum is one.
Wow.
Then this other person says, James Blunt, your music shit. And he says, and it's taken you a decade to figure that out. Then there's another one. OMFG. James Blunt is on our TV downstairs. Can this day get any worse? So he goes, coming upstairs now. Then he says, I've never fully understand why James Blunt felt the need to strip in his music video. You would if yours was this big.
Oh my goodness.
And he has just become, people have labeled him as the best troll responder. Because he doesn't care.
Well, he doesn't care. Piers Morgan's also pretty good.
But he's an idiot anyway.
Yeah, true. But I actually like his responses sometimes. And what's her name? Sorry, Chrissy Teigen?
Oh, yeah.
Did you see the other day what was happening with the whole Planned Parenthood? And I was just like, whoa.
I heard about that.
I was like, okay. But there are some ways that you can do it.
Yeah.
I know we get very emotional very quickly, we humans. It's just the way it is. And we react, you know. So there is like I suppose, like you said, the way James Blunt goes is a more of a sarcastic, funny way of going. I think as long as you don't get riled up and don't let them win the trolls, then it's the right way to go.
Yeah. I just think people forget that even though we're singing or acting or whatever it may be, and we're in the public eye, they forget that we're human. They really do. They forget that we do have lives. They just, people are hectic out there, man.
But you're such a likable person.
Thank you.
That's what I don't get. people are, they must just go away.
It actually started on Idols, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah. It was, yeah.
I was bummed when you left Idols, by the way.
Aww.
I was still, I'm sure I told
Thank
you this.
You.
I'm sure I told you when I interviewed you
yes,
when you left.
Yes, I remember
left.
That.
I was a
I
big
remember
fan.
That. Oh, wow. Thank you so much.
But now you're back, and now we don't have to talk about Idols anymore.
Exactly.
Woo! We can just relish in purple hair.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Purple.
So you've got a new song as well.
Yes.
Which I want to play in a bit.
Yay.
But what's it called?
It's called Move On.
Move On.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you moving on from someone?
Moving on. Just moving on from...
Moving forward.
The bitter into the sweet.
Okay.
You know? My song is based on... moving on from a relationship, or you can base it on moving on from an old city to a new city. It's just moving on and moving on.
Okay. sounds quite ominous, actually.
Yeah?
I'm
I hope you enjoy it.
I think we will. Let's get it all lined up here.
Awesome.
Are you ready to introduce your song right here on The Buzz?
I am so ready.
Let's do this.
This is my new song called Move On.
I've been looking for a summer jam.
You found it?
And I must admit, I really love that song with Euphonic and Mikasa.
Oh, yes.
But this one, I don't want to move on. I dig it, man. That is awesome.
Yay, awesome. I'm so happy.
So RJ wrote it for you.
Yes, RJ Benjamin.
Working with the big dogs, you.
Man, I am so blessed.
Sure.
Yeah.
So you said you were working with RJ in studio for about six, well, not studio, he was doing
vocal training.
Vocal training.
Yes. He was giving me vocal training for about 6 months, but I've, since then, I think we started last year.
Okay.
Since last year till this year, you know, I pop in now and then and he gives me vocal training. Now, RJ Benjamin has an entire box full of lyrics. And, you know, one day we're just looking through the box and I was like, whoa, hold on, what's this song? And I'm reading the lyrics and I'm just like, moving on. I'm like, okay, whoa, wait, RJ, are you going to sing the song? He's like, no, you want to sing it? I'm like, yeah, let's do it. And that's what we produced. So, Mondli Ngobo, the guy who sings Koseguse. So
yes.
He, you know, added some beats and effects and everything. So I'm working with awesome people. Really am.
I really dig that song.
Thank you.
Is it available on iTunes?
It is.
Okay. Gonna go download it.
Yes.
Can we play another song?
Woo!
Support local is lekker.
Exactly.
Yes,
exactly.
Yes. And you're gonna be recording a music video or shooting a music video for that in March next year.
Yes, next year.
Okay.
So
sounds
exciting
very
times
cool.
Ahead.
So we've got a music video coming up. We've got some acting. So 2016 is a busy year and the album
is
dropping.
Yes. And more features. So
Who else?
We're thinking of working, well, not thinking, it has been discussed and both teams are on board.
Okay.
We might work with, we will work with Jimmy Nevis. So that is exciting.
Damn, that's cool.
I am such a big fan of Jimmy Nevis. So
he is brilliant.
When I met him and we spoke about it, I was just like, whoo, hallelujah. So that's just one person.
What a collaboration that's going to be. That's going to be so sick.
I'm very excited.
So that's Jimmy. Then we've got RJ probably working on the album. We've got Theo working on the album.
Yes.
Can we expect Nklantla?
You never know. You never know.
So the opportunity.
Yes.
You don't give too much away, do you?
You know,
no, you don't.
I can't, because when it comes out, you guys will be like, oh yeah, I remember she told us. You guys must be like shocked, like, oh my word.
Fair
you
enough. Okay, so that's, we can look forward to that in March.
In March.
End of Feb, beginning of March.
Yes.
It's going to be a busy, busy year for Melo.
Yes.
So where do we follow you on the social media?
You can find me Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Melo, that's M-E-L-O underscore Lesejani, L-E-S-E-J-A-N-E. Yeah.
Very nice. Thank you so much for joining us on The
Thank
Buzz.
Thank you for having me. It was awesome.
Merry, happy, festive everything.
Merry, happy, festive everything.
Merry, happy, festive
guys.
Everything. All the best for 2016.
Thank you.
You will be back in studio. I know you will, because you're going to tell us about all your exciting projects.
Oh, definitely. I'm always ready.
Very cool. Okay, coming up in a bit, we've got Jess Levitt from The Juice. She is stepping in to talk about all the big stories of 2015. What are your predictions? Who was the biggest star that you encountered in 2015, Melo? Who was it?
Oh, man.
Or the biggest story. Let's see if it's on Jess's list.
Casper Newbest.
Fill up the dome.
Yeah, fill up the dome.
That was mine.
Yeah, that's a good one, actually.
Yeah. That was mine. You can also talk about his ego. But anyway.
I wasn't here.
I'm not going to say what Justin Bieber is saying in this song. You gotta go and get angry at all of my honesty. You know I try, but I don't do too well with apologies. Hope I don't run out of time, cause someone call a referee. Cause I just need one more shot, have forgiveness. I know you know that I made those mistakes maybe once or twice. And by once or twice, I mean maybe a couple of hundred times. So let me redeem or redeem on myself tonight. Cause I just need one more shot, second chance. Is it too late now to say sorry?
This is CliffCentral.com. What are you doing for New Year's Eve? Join us for the sexiest VIP party at Madison Avenue, Santon's newest nightclub. Cliff Central's taking over the VIP area, so join us as our special VIP
and start 2016 on the right note. General admission is 200 Rand, but our exclusive VIP party together with Absolute Vodka is 500 Rand, which includes great music with me, Gareth Cliff O'Neill, Miss Prue and the Cliff Central crew, an outdoor tented area, lots of bars, food, prizes, gorgeous people, and a night to remember. Book now for Cliff Central Rocks Madison at CompuTicket.com. Go to CliffCentral.com for more details and stay tuned for everything you need to know. Be absolute and rock into 2016 with us.
Are you going? Are you keen? What's happening for New Year's, friends?
Oh, nothing planned yet. I'm one of those last minute people. It's a problem. It really is a problem in my life. I just found out what's happening, like if there's a cool hip party and try and get some tickets, and that's how it works.
Okay, so no plans as yet. No. Jess? Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hiya.
How are you?
Fine and yeah.
Oh, good, eh?
No, for the first time I've actually made plans this New Year's Eve because I'm normally that person at 8 o'clock sitting at home depressed and, you know, get drunk on a bottle of vodka myself.
Okay, so absolute no by yourself this year.
Yeah, so I'm randomly going to Pretoria with some of my friends.
Okay. Just,
it's quite a drive. I'm a little bit nervous about that and the traffic.
You're staying over there, obviously.
No, we're driving Ubering. Back. No, I've got a plus one who doesn't drink.
Oh, so brilliant. Keep that person. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure. So you are back in the Cliff Central studios. Is it weird for you to be back here?
No, I love it. I said to Gareth the other day when I was here, if I had to have, you know, a dream job, it would be working at Cliff Central and running Pug Rescue. So if I ever decide, you know, to change huge career paths, then this is what I'll be doing.
Okay, well, the pug thing could work.
Yeah, except for if they die, it's a little bit...
Yeah,
you
it's
know,
always
I can't, it's, like, it's all great to say you want to volunteer at SPCA or something, and then the dogs start dying, and then... Ooh. You want to die yourself.
Because also, then, or you just land up with this big family of dogs in your house, and your husband might be like, Jess? Mm-mm.
Listen, I've already got, so I had Pugsy and Bugsy, and then Pugsy died this year. Those were the two real life dogs. So I've still got Bugsy. But then I've got a whole lot of statues, like those crazy people. So I've actually got Jugsy, Mugsy, Sugsy, and Lugsy.
Oh, Sugsy sounds quite Sugsy.
And it's literally like a statue outside and a statue in like the one room. And some of them are real life. I mean, well, real size. So. Okay. When people come, they often think that it's an extra dog. You know, they'll be in the bathroom and then by the toilet paper, there's Sugsy. And the problem is with Typo introducing all of that pug stuff. I've got like a pug sweet jar. I've got pug portraits. It's a little bit freaky.
So have you asked for any pugs for Christmas? New real ones?
No, I don't think I want that.
Okay, you done.
Not
at the moment.
Yeah, not at the moment. We'll see.
Okay. Well, it's been a busy year in entertainment and in general. I mean, this week has been hilarious.
That's what you want to call it.
Just call it that, yeah. But we're not here to talk about politics because there's other shows for that on CliffCentral.com. We are here to talk about the biggest news in entertainment, and that's why we have the juiciest editor in town with us today. Jessica Levitt.
Yes.
How's that for an intro, hey?
That's pretty impressive. I enjoyed that. Thank you.
Pleasure. No, cool. You can download the podcast and put it as your ringtone as well, if you like, later on.
I'm sure that people are more interested in hearing about biggest news stories compared to Sugsy, Lugsy, and Jugsy. So, yeah. And it was surprising. I mean, when I was going through this list last night, I actually realized that there's so much stuff that we've forgotten about.
Yeah.
And it's easy to forget because it's been a long year. And it's been a year filled with so much flippin' drama.
Yeah.
So... I don't know. Should I just go through
Let's
the list?
Through the
should
first,
I,
sh- yeah. Where
should
did
I
we
hit
start?
It? Yeah. So, I saw you said on your little planner that it was the highs and lows, but I guess it's depending on who you are, whether it's a high or low, right?
So I'm screwed.
So we'll start off with Anele.
Okay.
Being pregnant. Remember, before, and then nobody knew that she was pregnant, and she walks into this award ceremony, and all of a sudden she had this bump, and it wasn't a small bump. I mean, she was about to give birth. I think it was like 3 weeks later. So that was one of our biggest stories, was Anele and this surprise bump. And for a lot of people who don't know her and who don't follow her on social media, they didn't even know that she was in a relationship. I mean, even after she had the child, everybody was saying, you know, who's the dad? And you know, like, well, she's got somebody.
It wasn't immaculate.
Yeah.
She's not the Virgin Mary here. Another big story locally was Nolene giving up the Three Talk seat.
Yeah, sure, I forgot about
that. That was also something, I mean, it's easy to think that it happened in 2014, right? So, yeah, Nolene gave up her,
the seat. And of course, they started the new show with
Afternoon Genie. Express. Good afternoon. Welcome to Afternoon Express. My name is Genie Double D. And I've got Queen Bee, whatever. And who's the other one?
Bonnie.
Oh, Bonnie.
Bonnie Henner.
Sorry.
Yeah. Whoops,
and Daniello. The dude from Daniello?
Daniello is a dude.
Daniello, yeah.
Oh, Daniello.
Acquisto.
I don't know. They do have fillings every now and then, so I don't keep track of everybody exactly.
So do you miss Nolene Malawalasanku?
I do, actually. I think she was such a stalwart in our industry, and it was one of those things like you came home and if you got home early, then you happened to switch on and there she was, or, you know, late night TV, SABC repeats, you managed to catch her. So, and I think she was crazy, and she had been around for so long, it was just one of those things that became part of your daily routine. Yeah. So, yeah, totes.
Okay.
Another big thing was the beef in the industry. Ooh, locally. I mean,
how much was there?
We couldn't really catch up. It was Casper, Anati, aka Reason, Tumi, Ricky Rick. It's just like one beef bonanza. So, and it really is. I mean, it's all these side disses and all these like cryptic things on, you know, their diss tracks and I don't know.
There were lots of diss tracks this year as well.
Really were. And even, not even that, it was like random, you know, like a random song and then like chirping one word that's referring to something that happened 6 months ago, the saga, and like let's blur out AKA's face on the promo posters of the saga. So
when we all knew what it was referring to.
Yeah, I think that was a big year for us in terms of South African hip hop, that it really did explode. Mm. I mean, it's all started last year pretty much with the AKA and Casper feud, and then this year it was just, there were definite camps, and I don't think we've experienced that in the South African industry before.
And it's put hip hop on the map as well, you know. I mean, their music, or Casper filled up the dome.
Yeah, well, that was another momentous moment this year. I mean, it was history, you can't deny it, and a hip hop star, never mind a musician, you know, just filling up the dome, it's extraordinary. And he really, I think he's achieved something momentous. And flip, it's everybody pays attention. If you didn't know, you know, my mom knows who Casper is. It's just like, you know, my mom used to know who Amor Vittoni was. And now she's like, yeah, and that Casper guy and filling up the dome. So I think it's pretty impressive.
It is. And I think the production on that concert was really good as well. I personally am not a big fan of Casper. I have interviewed him. I didn't enjoy the experience. But I respect what he did, because he filled up the dome, you know, irrespective of what happened with the media and all that saga. He wasn't plastered all over the front pages, which I agree with. I think it was cool. But on the other hand, if he had given access to those media or those journalists who were at the concert or wanted to, you know, give him the coverage, maybe it would have been a different story. So it's a learning curve. And hopefully with the next big concert that he does at Orlando Stadium, because I think that's his next goal,
yeah,
he'll be able to do something like that, and maybe he will leave his ego at the door as well.
And I mean, the filling up the dome trend has obviously caught on, because it's Black Coffee wants to do it, Mikasa is also wanting to do something with a dome somewhere. So I think he's created the framework for everybody else to follow up on, and he's the trendsetter in that sense. Okay, so some international news that we've forgotten about. You're going to have to tell me when, like, I need to stop, because I'll go
I've got the clock. I've got the clock.
You've got the clock. So, Bobby Christina Brown.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Actually, she forgot this year.
Did she pass away in September? When was it? When did she die?
Yeah, I don't know the exact month. It was kind of recently.
Yeah.
Just towards the later end of the year. That's why I say, I mean, when I was going through this list, a lot of it you forget of, because you just assume it happened in 2014.
Yeah.
Or Bill Cosby and all the women coming forward.
And now he's suing someone.
Yes, and now he wants to counter sue for defamation.
Yeah, he's counter suing 7 of the 50 who have come forward.
Of the 50, 50.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And he's saying, because he lost deals with, I think it was Netflix and another kind of independent channel or station. So he's counter suing.
Okay, then.
Charlie Sheen and his HIV revelation.
Recent, yeah, but that was a big one.
Yeah. And I mean, again, we know that story is that he had been blackmailed and eventually decided to come forward and say, listen, this is what's going on.
And I still commend him for that, actually. I think it's really good that he has come forward and revealed and disclosed his status.
It's just
nothing wrong with
the situation of how he was pressured to do it.
Yeah.
I think that's really not fair. If it was his decision to keep it to himself, that's fine. But it just shows how shady people are, that they'll just blackmail you for anything.
Yeah, but I also think it's because he's that kind of person who was really a duss. And, you know, I think, like, if it was somebody else and they were a nice person, I don't think it would have happened That's in true. The same way. And probably, you know, it would have just come out and said, hey, listen, this is the story. But the fact that he paid the blackmailers, I think it was over $10 million or something like that. I mean, it shows he's a duss, so, and you can't hide away from that, right?
And especially his tiger blood and all that crazy thing that he went on to.
Yeah,
it's understandable. Yeah.
Men. That kind of makes you wonder why he was, if he was fired from Two and a Half Men.
Well, they say he was. I mean, the
show's producer
said exactly that. Listen, we can't have him. He wasn't. Even that co-star, the brother, said he was a big mess. So
yeah, what's his name again?
Alan on the show, but I don't know his name. But he was just upfront and just said, you know, he was a loose cannon.
Mm.
Shame. Okay.
So a big year as well for deaths. So we've already said Bobby Christina Brown, Simba Mary.
Yeah.
Passed away
almost a year ago, hey? And that's still...
31st of January.
I get goosies when I talk about Simba because you were at the New Year's party, weren't you?
I wasn't.
Oh, at Hard Rock.
My house drinking vodka by myself.
Well, we were at that New Year's party and that was the last time I saw Simba and it was a great night, you know. He was in high spirits. His career was really taking off. And he was an amazing man. He really was. Mm. And he'll always be missed in the industry. And I don't know what's happened with that court case. I think there was something in the news recently.
All the courts pretty much closed today. So they had started the trial last week. And his dad gave testimony. And the man that was accused or is accused of smashing into him and killing himself, well, Simba and Katie Shea, his best friend, said that it was due to a unforeseen mechanical fault. With the car and he lost control. So that'll carry on into next year and hopefully, you know, for the sake of the families.
They'll get the closure that they need.
They'll get the closure that they need. And then, of course, there was Flubber as well.
Yeah.
Squatter camp member. And, I mean, that was big now because
that
obviously...
That was this year. Yes, it was.
In February in his home in Alex. And, I mean, we know that the trial has just happened and she's just been found guilty of murder. And she is, however, out on bail now. So
waiting for sentencing.
Waiting for sentencing, which is only going to happen in April.
Same as Oscar.
Is Oscar April too?
Or it's around...
I think it's March or April.
Happy Christmas, eh? Enjoy your last 16 weeks as a free man and a free woman, because after that, Papa Vachvio.
No, Chase.
And then, so let's go back to the Kardashian family.
Where do we start with them?
So I'm trying to save the best for last here. Yeah. Well, the biggest stories for me for last. So Kourtney and Scott split, now rumored to be back together. I don't know. I've lost count of how many children they have. I think it's three now.
Yeah, they've got three.
But
yeah.
Maybe he's impregnated her again and
probably,
who knows?
Yeah, just, you know,
that's
as they do.
That's anything is good for, apparently.
Kim Kardashian having baby Saints. Still waiting for a picture. You can't shake your head. It's a big story. People are still obsessed with this family.
No, but Saints. I just can't even.
Yeah, you know the reasoning for it, right? Because
tell me.
He was a miracle baby because she was having problems and he's like a saint in their lives.
And they say that Reggie Bush also used to play for the Saints.
Oh, that's awkward. that is very awkward.
So he's the baby daddy then.
Just throwing it out there.
Okay, and then locally, two big stories for me. Trevor Noah getting the gig as the Daily Show
host.
Hands down,
one of the biggest, yeah.
I mean, I just think... He's done tremendous things again for South Africa, and it's flipping incredible that he's put us on this world stage. And, you know, no matter what happens and the outcome, the point is that he's out there. And I mean, I watch it every night now.
Do you?
And yeah, he's
so the humor isn't lost on you because it's very American focused, you know, especially it's skewed towards the American politic or the political.
No, I follow American politics quite closely, so I get a lot of it. I understand how South Africans wouldn't, but no, I do get a lot of it. And I think it's funny. I mean, even with this whole finance minister drama, Trevor's still willing to get involved and put himself out there. So did you see the poll that he had? And it was like, what do you think's going to happen? And he hasn't forgotten about us, so I think that's cool.
That is very cool. Yeah, so that's a big one. Yes, nice one. I like that one. That is a big positive one as well. Actually. That's a high. Mm. That's a very big high.
Overshadowing that, however, I think for me, the biggest local entertainment story this year was the drama with AKA Zenshley and Bonang. I think that people became obsessed with this. I mean, the moment that Zenshley, because it just came as such a surprise, the moment that Zenshley wrote that blog on her website saying, "This is the reason why we're splitting. I found out a week before I was about to give birth that AKA Keenan Forbes had been having an affair and he admitted that it was with Bonang Matheba." I thought, yeah, this it changes the game completely.
How did you guys actually deal with that? I mean, that's, you know, you get, you see this blog post and I'm sure you have alerts.
We
people are just tracking.
Yeah, it was, I mean, there were the memes. Mm. There were just, there will always be follow-ups. I mean, you know, someone will tag Zenshley in a picture saying, "Here's Bonang," and then Zenshley will reply and say, "I don't care about that girl and I don't care what she does." And then, of course, like all of the side feuds as a result of that, people kind of standing up and saying, "I take Zenshley's side," or I'm team Bonang. And then the fact that Bonang and AKA both denied, and it was like 3-second press releases, you know, after each other, and then they deny it. And but now they talk about these mystery bays, yeah, and it's like, just come out of it, or don't come out of it. Is it true or isn't it? I don't know, you know.
But there's a lot, you know, there's a lot hanging in the balance for her, because, or when I say her, I mean Bonang, because, you know, the Revlon deal, Afternoon Express, all her different, you know, endorsement deals.
And maybe it's a thing of like, let's wait until it's settled down. But I don't think it will ever be settled down, because
you'll always be that
person. If you go to one of her posts and she says something about Bay, it's like 400 comments. Just admit it. Who is Bay? Come on, just say it. I thought it was crazy.
And the best is when they actually go back onto her Instagram and they see it and they say, "Oh no,
oh, people,
these roses." Don't... You can see these were the roses from AKA and all these funny things. And I love those comments. I actually enjoy reading that.
Amazing.
Last story, biggest one. Caitlyn Jenner, her transformation, amazing. I mean, I applaud her. She's brought all of this attention, whether you agree with it or not, whether you have an opinion, a negative opinion. The point is that she's got people talking about the transgender issue more than anybody else in the world.
Big story.
And I think she looks hot. I'm going to put it out there.
How old is she? 60.
Better than Kris Jenner.
I agree there.
Yeah,
never.
No, she is.
Ever.
Talk about
you. Never. You people. No. I'm sorry. No.
You'd rather do Kris than Caitlyn?
For Leah. Yes.
I don't know.
I'd rather do Kris. Kris is hot.
Nah.
Listen, yeah, I think that was a slap in the face for Kris, that she looked at him like, Caitlyn, she's hot.
We should talk about this at length when we get back.
I think so.
I think we should. But we have to wrap it up, unfortunately. Jess, are you busy throughout the period? This quiet period?
No. Well, yeah, I'm working throughout, so okay. Yes. We'll be watching you all on thejuice.co.za.
Someone loves that. Thank you for joining us on The Buzz, Jess, and happy, merry festive.
Thank you for having me.
We'll see you in the new year, Nikita.
Jason, have a good one.
Yeah, it's been fun.
And we'll be catching up. We'll try and chill in. Take it easy.
Yes, definitely. The Laws of Life coming up in just a bit. Don't forget you can get to cliffcentral.com to download the podcast and listen to all the podcasts. We've had some amazing interviews this year in 2015, and we look forward to many more in 2016.
This is cliffcentral.com.